Hey guys, welcome back to Ponderosa Ponderers. As always, it's Rockwell Peterson.
And Isaac Will, homie.
It's good to hear from you guys again. It's good to see you guys again. And we cannot wait to release more episodes. But for now, and today's topic, we figured that we'd go into a bit of discussion about ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, growing up here in the Black Hills, what it's meant to us, how it shaped us, hobbies, things that we like to do, how we got into podcasting. And if you have any more questions, we'd be happy to do episodes like these again where we just answer your questions, talk to you guys.
Basically anything, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, for starters, where were you born, Isaac?
Well, I was born here in Rapid City, South Dakota.
Nice.
Black Hills.
Yeah. Can hear the accent coming through in the South Dakota.
South Dakota. Oh, yeah.
Up here in the Great White North, don't you know?
How about you?
I was actually born in Rockerville, ironically enough. Okay. Yeah, so I'm Rockwell Peterson, and Peter means rock. So technically, if you break it down, I'm Rockwell Roxon from Rockerville, and my parents own a rock company. It's a great time.
That's good. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't actually know that.
Yeah, no, it's... It's pretty entertaining, but I was raised in Rapid.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. I've liked it. I like it out here in the hills.
Mm-hmm. There's quite a bit to do, but
yeah.
If you live here for 18 years, you kind of do all that
stuff.
Yeah,
you kind of run out. I mean, as a tourist spot, there is a lot of stuff going on. It's just for the locals. We're like, yeah, there's just nothing. So I feel bad for people that come here for college.
Yeah.
Because we're like, oh yeah, no, they hear everyone telling them, yeah, no, there's just nothing going on. And then they don't take the time to actually look around and see all the stuff that's going on. Because we have a plethora of hikes out here. And some of my favorites are Buzzard's Roost and Devil's Bathtub.
Yeah, Devil's Bathtub is a good one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Mine, it's a pretty short one. Falling Rock, Devil's Bathtub, basically anything in Spearfish Canyon. Like,
fair.
11th Hour, all that, it's great.
It's beautiful up there. Yeah. It really is. I'm always impressed by how beautiful the hills are.
Yeah, it's insane. And as for tourists, I believe that there's enough stuff to do here for about a week's worth of travel.
Yeah, yeah, I'd say give yourself a day for travel here.
Mm-hmm.
A day for travel out, and, you know, take about 5 days. You should have plenty of things to do. Because I worked as a tour guide for a while up at the Cosmos Mystery area.
Mm-hmm.
And our buddy Liam actually worked there with me. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. And I'm always surprised by how many people come to the hills as tourists, you know.
Yeah, especially in summer.
Yeah, living here, unless you work in one of the industries for tourism, you'd have no idea.
Mm-hmm. There's like the caves, that zipline place.
Yeah,
in Keystone.
Yeah, there's the ziplines up in Keystone, and then there's like Adventure Mountain, and there's
Mount Rushmore, of course. Yeah,
Crazy Horse, Devil's Tower, Custer State Park. We've got a lot of national parks here. And then there are 3 or 4 different caves, cave systems here, which are really cool. Wind Cave, Jewel Cave, and a couple of others.
Mm-hmm. And then in, I believe it's Deadwood, right, where they do the Halloween thing?
Yeah.
Haunted houses? Yeah, that's really fun.
No, Deadwood's a lot of fun, especially if you're an adult and can gamble. it's like a mini Las Vegas up there. The architecture is amazing. It's really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been shaped a lot by the hills, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of my personality has been born out of the type of people that live here and the experiences that I've had with them. Because people here, we don't like people.
Yeah, that is so true.
If you want to describe the Midwest, it's people who don't like people.
Yeah.
Like, the longer I can go without seeing people that I don't
want to.
That I don't want to.
Because
it's like, of course, I'm a people person. I like people.
Mm.
But there's just something so nice about the ability to not see people whenever you want.
Yeah, and especially here you can, because there's so many hikes and so many lakes to go. Yeah.
If you don't want to be around people, you don't have to be.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that we get that a lot of people don't. Mm. You know, like in a big city, you don't really have the choice to not see people.
Yeah. I mean, it would be pretty hard not to, because they're everywhere.
It's really difficult.
That's what I love about here. Yeah. You can just go out on a hike and there will be no one there.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's just beautiful and peaceful.
Absolutely. Yeah, not to mention that we have one of the top engineering schools in the nation nestled here, like a small gem.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I really can't. It's crazy. Not to mention a bit of history for you guys. The 109th Combat Engineers is a National Guard troop. And I know about them specifically because my grandfather was in them. And they were the only National Guard group that was brought on any sort of invasion or large-scale battle throughout World War II. So my grandfather and his company were brought on the initial landing of Africa. Mm-hmm. And as a combat engineer, his job was to blow up bridges with people on them. So it's like, growing up, it started off with him telling stories like, yeah, I just kind of carried equipment around. And then as I got older, he started letting me in more and more on all the stuff that happened, because I went from carrying equipment around to fixing bridges to blowing up bridges with nobody on them to, yeah, I blew up bridges with, like, squadrons of people on it. Like, it's just crazy to me. I have a lot of respect for my grandfather. May he rest in peace. But, yeah, it's... We have a lot of history here in the hills that a lot of people don't think about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you were homeschooled, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of my life until college. Which is crazy. But, yeah. Yeah. Do we want to go, like, tell our story? Our life story, basically?
Yeah, sure. I'll let you start with that. Let the people at home listen to it.
Yeah. Like I said, I was born here in Rapid City. Born into a family of eight.
Jeez.
Yeah. And the age range was I was 18 years younger than my oldest brother. So, yeah, he was, like, going off to college when I was born.
Jeez.
Yeah. And the other one was 17 years older than me. So I lived with me and five of my other siblings for my whole life. And we were all homeschooled.
Jeez.
Yeah. So it was a bit of craziness.
Yeah.
Plus my mom owned a daycare, so there was even more kids in the house. Jeez. So yeah, it was crazy, but we got to learn somehow.
Yeah.
Like, we figured out a way to do it. And the only interaction I ever had with public school was my senior year running track for them, for Stevens. And I ran for about 6-7 weeks, and then I broke my wrist and I was out.
Ouch.
And I was super upset because I did not run a meet yet. I'm like, all I wanted to do was run one meet. And fair. So the doctor said, he's like, you're going to be in a large cast for like 6 weeks.
Jeez.
And I'm like, well, we're like, yeah, a large and a small cast for like 6 weeks. I'm like, jeez, that's not good, because that's a whole track season.
Yeah.
And so I was in a large cast for about 3 weeks. And then I was supposed to be in a small cast for another 3 weeks, but I got out a week early.
Nice.
Which really helped, because there was one meet that was in that week frame. And I asked my running coach, and he's like, yeah, I can fit you in there. And so I was
you mad lad
super excited. I had a brace on running, and so I got to run the meet with a brace on.
But yeah, I'm God.
Like, I got to do what I wanted to do.
Fair.
In that.
Fair.
Yeah. And then I'm up in college, up in Spearfish.
Nice.
Right now. So I'm just chilling out there. And then came back home halfway through the semester because craziness.
Quarantine. Yeah. But I'm sure you guys have heard plenty about that already.
Oh, yeah. So no need to dig deep.
Yeah, we all understand that one, I think.
Yeah, but I got a huge family, which is crazy. Huge homeschooler family.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much my life.
Fair.
In a nutshell.
Fair.
So.
Yeah, I was born in Rockerville, and then a forest fire, the one that ripped through here, almost burnt the house down.
Yeah.
So we were living out there when that happened. So then we moved to Rapid, and that's where I grew up, you know, for a majority of my life. I am the oldest of six at my mom's house because my parents got divorced. So I have two older stepsisters at my dad's house, and then I'm the oldest of six at my mom's house. So in total, I have seven siblings. I started off going to school at a Montessori, Children's House Montessori here in town, which was like this indie, artistic, like, do-your-own-thing type school.
Mm-hmm.
I learned how to sew. Yeah, I learned how to bake bread. I remember the sewing, not the baking. And
well, at least you know how to sew now.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And I saw a moose get put down outside. Those are the memorable things from that school.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I transferred over to STM after being homeschooled for a year. So I went Montessori, homeschooling for a year. And then I went to St. Thomas More, which is a Catholic high school, from 4th to 9th grade. And then 10th and 11th grade, I switched to public school, Stevens High School here in town. And then I graduated early. I was 16 at the time I graduated, and then I turned 17. Because I just never, it was a good switch for me going from private to public school, but I just never liked school much. Certainly not high school. So I graduated early, and now I'm going to college. I'll be turning 18 in June, and I've spent the last year in school at South Dakota School of Mines and Technology, and I'm switching from a biomedical engineering degree because I wanted to challenge myself. Not the smartest idea, but I don't know. I'm not even going to try and justify that one.
You just wanted a challenge.
Yeah, I just wanted a challenge. Yeah. So I'm switching from my biomedical engineering degree to an economics degree at Black Hills State University. And then not this year, but the following year, Isaac and I are going to be getting a place together.
Yeah, that's going to be a good time.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. But in the meantime, I'm going to most likely be getting a place with my buddy Boone, who I'm sure we'll have on the show at some point.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys
good
will,
guy. He's
yeah.
a good guy.
Oh, yeah. You guys will get to meet him. But yeah, that pretty much sums up my life. What are some hobbies that you have?
Some hobbies. Ooh, this is good. Well, of course, hiking.
Yeah.
Getting outside, being away from people.
Fair.
I love that. And if you hike with the right people, it makes it 10 times better.
Oh, yeah.
So, there's that. I have dabbled a little bit into guitar.
Fair.
Yeah. I only know how to play about one song, which is Hey There, Delilah.
Of course.
I love that song.
Of
so.
Course. At least it isn't Wallflower.
True. True. All right. And then movies, just chilling out, sitting watching movies. Video games is a big part, especially in this quarantine.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing to do.
So nice.
Podcast now.
Oh yeah, that's something we
great.
Something we do now.
I love listening to podcasts, and it's great that we're doing one right now because
yeah.
I'm having so much fun with it.
Oh yeah, no,
and
it's
awesome. And to you all of you listeners, thank you for the awesome feedback that you've gave us.
Seriously, we cannot thank you enough for just the positive feedback and the turnout, and just know we deeply appreciate each and every person who listens, whether
yeah.
you agree with us or not. Like, just the fact that you care enough to tune in, we truly appreciate. And whether you agree with us or not, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have you on the show. I mean, the whole show is designed around showing that not everyone has to agree on everything. You know, we can still find common ground, and we can still have civil discourse and civil discussions on anything, anything at all. And so, if you want to contact us, if you want to ask us questions, we'll absolutely answer them. If you want to be on the show, we'd be happy to put you in. I mean, at this point, we're basically recording them every day until we switch over to weekly, which will, I don't know, we enjoy this so much that it might just stay a daily thing for a long time.
Yeah.
So be sure to tune in and check us out, because we'll almost always have a new episode up and going.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, you can contact us at Ponderosa Ponderers on Instagram. It'd be Ponderosa_Ponderers. You can check us out on Anchor if you're listening on Spotify, or on Spotify if you're listening on Anchor. Same name. And then if you want to contact us, you know, through email, it's ponderosaponderers@gmail.com. And we're pretty active on that. We'd be happy to email you back, respond to you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, and truly, we appreciate you guys listening and enjoying.
Yeah.
All right, back to the business.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of business, I would love to run a business myself one of these days. And money management. That's one I have a lot of fun with, just figuring out where money goes and what to do with it.
Fair.
I don't know. It's just...
No, absolutely.
Something that comes to me.
Absolutely.
And... So there's another one.
Yeah.
Where'd it go? It was in my okay. mind, and now it's gone.
I mean, if we edited this, I would have put in the Jeopardy soundtrack right there. Just... But anyways, this is unscripted, unedited, all organic for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Bloopers and all, so you guys can enjoy that.
And I have a lot of them. But yeah, if I do think of it, I will.
Yeah, absolutely. Let you know. Feel free to just jump in.
All right. So, what are some of your hobbies then?
My hobbies. I am a competitive axe thrower. Obviously, we're doing this podcasting, which I really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy sparring with the boys, and I'm actually getting into boxing. I'm hoping to get into competitive boxing and see how far I can take that.
Mm-hmm.
I've picked up a trainer, and I'm training for that right now. And other than that, driving around with the boys, listening to music.
That was one I forgot. Driving around with the boys.
So much fun.
Yeah, it is.
And I really enjoy playing video games, working out, reading. I like playing recreational basketball.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while. It's definitely been a while. But I enjoy it a lot. And hiking. Hiking's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't used to like it, but I've gotten more into it now that I've gone on hikes with people that I enjoy and have made it fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that pretty much sums up what I'm all about and what I do.
Yeah, some of them came back to me.
Yeah.
Like you said, it came back to me when you said working out.
Yeah.
I love working out. It's great. You can listen to music, podcasts.
Podcasts.
Anything while working out. And recreational sports, just anything sports related, anything... Like, that gets me moving up and going and just active.
Absolutely.
It's just awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Keeping me healthy.
Oh, yeah. No, it's really good for you to work out.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand how tough it is to do body weight workouts at home. But if it's any consolation, I believe the YMCA is opening up May 4th.
Really?
Yeah. So it's going to be open again. So if you... For any of our listeners who work out at the YMCA, know that May 4th is the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to open up then. Be sure to go check it out. Work out some of those cabin fever jitters that I'm sure we're all getting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's so nice to be able to come into the studio, record, and reach out to you guys.
Yeah. I got two more on my mind.
Sounds good. They just keep coming.
They came out of nowhere.
Okay, let's hear it. Right.
Longboarding.
Fair. I
love longboarding.
Fair.
It is amazing. And hammocking as well.
True.
That's a really good one.
True.
And, yeah, hammocking in parks. Going to parks. Nice days out. Sadly, we don't have a lot of those, especially in winter.
Yeah, our weather really does like doing parkour.
Yeah. Didn't we have, last year, snow in June?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Typically, it rains on my birthday every year, but last year it snowed.
Yeah.
That
was horrible.
Yeah, I didn't even know what to say. I just kind of sat there. I was like, I mean, I don't typically try to celebrate my birthday because I don't really enjoy celebrating my birthday. But I just kind of sat there. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
It doesn't make sense.
How does this happen?
The weather is bipolar here in South Dakota. Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
It's insane. One day it's going to be 80 degrees. Next day it's -2.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just insane.
It's probably the one
thing I dislike about South Dakota living
fair.
Here.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. That and how slow our internet is. That really gets me sometimes. I don't know if anyone else feels that, but how slow our internet is compared to other areas just, ooh.
Yeah.
Gets to me. Gets to me. But yeah, are you planning on going anywhere after college?
After college? Living-wise, I have no idea. I don't really have a specific place I want to live, so it's just anywhere I go, anywhere I get a job.
Wherever life takes you.
Yeah.
Fair.
But yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm either going to stay here in Rapid a bit after I graduate, or I might go to Tillamook, Oregon. It's kind of my plan is at some point in my life to live there.
What's there?
So it's home of the Cheesecake Factory, the Tillamook Cheese Factory. Yeah. I don't know why I said cheesecake. I think they do produce cheesecake there, but I don't think that's what it's called. But yeah, so it's the home of the Cheese Factory. It's an hour away from Portland, hour away from the coast. There's only 5,000 people in the town, so housing's pretty cheap.
Wow.
Yeah, which is why I figured, I'd move there, buy a house, large house for cheaper because there's so few people, work in Portland, and have the same drive to work as I do to the beach.
Gotcha. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that's my basic plan because I love the weather up there. I really do. It's really nice.
Yeah, better than here, I bet.
Yeah. I just love the fog. Ooh, I love the fog and the mist and the rainy weather. It's so...
Driving through fog, though? Oh. Driving through frost.
So great. So much. It's so fun. Nice. So nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, unless there's anything else you want to add, that pretty much wraps up our...
podcast?
Yeah, our well, not a podcast, but our discussion of the Black Hills. And our discussion of the Black Hills and ourselves. So...
I meant this
episode. Yeah, yeah, you're good. Yeah. You're good.
I got one thing. Okay. Unscripted. Let's go. But yeah, if you haven't visited Rapid City or South Dakota before, I highly encourage it, especially in the summer. And going on some hikes, seeing some sightseers,
some tourist spots. Come on out and say hi.
Yeah.
We'd be happy to
show you around.
Yeah, contact us and one of us should be able to help out.
Yeah, so, for sure.
Yeah, that pretty much concludes it. Once again, if you want to contact us, it's Ponderosa_Ponderers on Instagram or PonderosaPonderers@gmail.com if you want to email us. And thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Keep pondering.